You're listening to the Saturday Music Show on CAM FM 97.2.
Yes, you are. And I'm very excited right now to introduce the band Tape Runs Out into the studio. So hello, Tape Runs Out. We have Liam, Janetta and Rich, who is quite creepily smiling at the wall whilst he wears his Google glasses right now. You've been entertaining us quite a lot with these Google glasses, I have to say. So what are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just staring off into the middle distance because I'm a cyborg.
Does it takes pictures if you wink?
It does, yeah.
A pirate. It's weird. I didn't even know he had these. He sprung that upon me as well.
I'm videoing it right now, just to like so Skynet knows what you're up to.
But anyway, you tell all your friends when you get Google glasses, though. That's
the whole idea. Yeah.
Well, they're not that cool, really, are they?
You just got it out like a pen.
So, what kind of things do you do them? Like, what do you use them for?
Have you ever used them before?
Not very much, particularly.
Just a bit of a toy. Okay, guys, so introduce me to your music, because I saw on your SoundCloud that you describe yourselves as shoegazing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to admit that I actually have no idea what that means.
No, neither do I.
Really? Okay.
No, that's what other people say. And I thought, you know, because I ask people, what do you think we sound like? And some people say shoegaze. And so I assume the people who like us would like shoegaze. So I put shoegaze so people who like shoegaze can find us.
Right. Okay, so you don't actually know...
No, I watched a shoegaze band once, and they had like 20 pedals each, so they're all staring at their shoes, so I assume that that's where it comes from. But we don't have any pedals. Well, no, he has one. But yeah.
One quite large one, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a big pedal.
This is Rich still smiling at you weirdly with his Google glasses on.
Yeah. Is it saying it? Is it coming up with any information about anything?
I'm just videoing it.
Is it scanning?
Are you really videoing it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, right, okay.
You've got a menacing look about you when you do that.
Let's talk about us.
Wow, okay, I'm going to get this video online after the show because it's going to be brilliant. Okay, yeah, let's talk a bit about you. So I quite like that you seem like quite a simplistic band. So you're here with two guitars and a bass.
Yeah.
And you just sort of rocked into the studio, plugged yourself in, and you seem ready to go.
Yeah, well, it's quite a small studio. I mean, we usually have a violinist, but she's not here today.
Because
she's leaving the band, because she's leaving Cambridge.
Oh, shocker.
So big shout out to her. Thanks for leaving.
Yeah, big shout out to any violinists.
Yeah, exactly. If you know any violinists, Cambridge University's got to have...
Yeah, they have a lot of violinists.
Who's this going out to? Who are we talking to now?
So, you're talking to all of Cambridge on FM.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
All of Cambridge. Yeah, and of course, we're in Anglia Ruskin University right now, so they can hear you too, probably.
Yeah,
if they
people outside walking past.
Okay, so how long have you guys been a band together?
Oh, well, those two, Janetta and Richard, they're the last few months they've joined.
Ah.
I started on my own, just Tape Runs Out, when I was bored, doing electronic music. Then I got some members to help. It's been about 2.5 years since Tape Runs Out has been a named brand, but people come and go, friends, they move, they disappear and arrive. So these two are the most recent. I don't know if they're here to stay. Are you here to stay?
Probably, yeah.
If you are good to us, we will stay.
Oh, lovely.
As long as you promise not to eat us like you did with the old members of the band, we'll be fine.
Right. So is it all your music? As it's the band is obviously your baby, it's your thing. So yeah. Is this all of you? Do you guys help out at all, or
they chip in?
We get told what to play.
So, yeah. Well, because I have a lot of time.
We get drilled.
I have a lot of time, and I just write stuff, and then they come, and I just teach them everything, and then we run out of time. So, you're very welcome to come in with your own ideas if you want.
We support Liam and see if something is wrong.
Yeah, they let me know if I'm going in the wrong direction,
which never happens because you know the stuff he writes is so good.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why they're in the band. I don't want people who say no to me in the band. They're not welcome.
All right. Well, is this your first time in a radio studio, actually? I have to ask.
Yeah, talking on it, yeah.
Yeah, because Liam's been going on about how much he loves Alan Partridge and saying that.
Well, it just feels like I'm in an episode of Alan Partridge because I've never had this radio experience before. Oh. And when you chat in between the records, you say like a random fact and you have to quickly go back on air with... It's just very reminiscent.
All right, okay. And apparently that does actually happen in CAM FM at least. All right, so what are you going to play for me now?
Friends.
Friends.
Yeah, which is our first song that we properly released. Well, these two didn't, they weren't around. But, it was the first Tape Runs Out branded proper song.
Oh, sweet. Well, here we go.
Thank you. time since I heard those sounds, and I had not forgotten. I had planned this moment out in my spare time between sleep and
lovely.
It's a quick one.
Yeah, that was so nice. You guys create a really nice sound.
Thank you very much.
Lovely stuff. So you say that that was your first release.
Yeah, first
single. So how many singles have you had out so far?
I think it's one. Or no, two. No, I released another one as just a little YouTube video a few months ago. Because we've got an album that should come out one day.
Oh, right.
But we might release an EP before that. Mm-hmm. I decided the other day.
That's kind of a standard thing to
do. We're on our own, so it's up to sort of us, really. Although we've had a record label who say they might release the album, which is why we're waiting to release it.
Ah, right. So you're not going to release it to yourself if you can release through a record label.
Exactly, yeah, but it takes a lot longer.
Are you worried about how much control you'd have as well if they did want to release it? Do you think they'd...
No, they're a small one. I mean, there was one track they didn't really like, but that was the weird techno one I threw in. And that split the critics anyway.
Just because. All right, okay. I find it quite interesting you said that you don't actually know what your genre of shoegazing is. So do you think you're influenced by people who create music like you? Or like you said, you make techno music as well. So do you have just a wide range of influences, and then what you make is...
I guess so. I mean, I grew up with Radiohead, so probably anyone listening could hear Radiohead in there somewhere, or at least Thom Yorke. I grew up learning guitar to play Radiohead songs, so when I play or write chord sequences and stuff, it's usually in the vein of Radiohead. But I only listen to hip hop, so I don't know if that doesn't really.
You only listen to hip hop?
Yeah, pretty much.
That really doesn't translate.
No. When you ask me to recommend a song, I'm trying to think of songs that aren't hip-hop that I've been listening to.
Oh, right, okay. Well, keep thinking about that, because we're going to have a couple more tracks from you, and then you're going to have to leave us with a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could always play some Radiohead.
That could do. A bit obvious. There is a song, actually, thinking about it. The reason we're called Tape Runs Out is because it's a lyric in a song by a band I like.
Ah.
That might be an ideal song to play.
Yeah, we'll have to play that in a few minutes.
It's a little bit gloomy. But
a little bit gloomy.
For a summer's day. Then so are we.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Yeah, lovely weather outside today. Mm. What have you guys got planned for the rest of the day?
I've got a party to go to. One of my girlfriend's work friends, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a dinner party this evening.
Well, you haven't invited me.
Well, you, obviously.
Well, why not? I'm an ideal dinner party guest. I'm a vegetarian.
You're already going somewhere, exactly.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to end this conversation before the first ever band I have in the studio becomes the last ever band I have in the studio. So I don't want to, you know, cause any rifts between you guys. Why don't you tell me about your next song? What have we...
This is also on the first EP. Actually, this is the first one I made and put on the internet. It wasn't a single, I just put it on there. It's called Flowers, or Flowers in the Bin. It's Teresa's favourite song of ours, who is a girl called Mouth. And she recommended the song. Yeah, that's her, like, performing now. You should have her on.
Yes, okay.
And she used to be in the band.
Okay.
So that's why she likes this
one. All right. I quite like him because obviously you're friends with Grace Sarah, who I've had in the studio before, not doing a session. She just came in to say hi and things. I quite like how it seems that the Cambridge music scene is very sort of family-esque. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody plays for different people.
Yeah, well, there's not very many venues, so you sort of see people. If you play in Cambridge, you see them again and again in the same pubs. And
do you have a favourite venue, though, out of the few?
I don't know. I mean, Portland Dance was our first gig. Well, my first gig. So it's a bit of a special place. I enjoyed the last one we did at Club Polonia, because they're very nice people over there. Polish club.
Mm.
Freedom. You get the freedom to do anything you want there.
Well, not anything.
No. Within reason, obviously.
Okay, I don't know where this is going, so I'm going to say, guys,
yep.
Want to play your next song?
We can do, yeah.
Enjoy. That was so lovely.
Thank you.
Like that one. Very nice. Yeah, very relaxing. That's so nice. It's great, quite a calm atmosphere in the studio. Let's get the energy back up right now.
Well, it's not very summery, yeah.
It's sort of a very, like, sort of grey day when maybe spring sort of wet.
Yeah. Well, the original one I had rain in the background, like a sample of that.
Oh, cool.
It's quite a gloomy, quite a gloomy depressing song. Sort of
yeah.
One. Sorry about that.
It's got quite sort of personal, like, the lyrics very, very personal. They're
old now, I can't remember.
You don't remember?
They're probably, like, lines. Every now and again, there'll be a line that meant something at some point.
Yeah.
There's no, like, overall story or anything.
Yeah. They all seem very sort of retrospective, though. Do you find that's how you write most of your lyrics?
Yeah, I usually work with the sounds of the words more than the lyrics. I don't really feel like I'm a poet.
You're not a poet, then?
No.
Take it from the music side.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah. So you've given me this tambourine right now.
Yeah.
It's still got a sticker on it that says ATP, and it looks like at some point somebody has tacked it with a crayon.
It was in the children's section of Sally Ann's.
Ah, right.
Where I get all my instruments.
Is this the Salvation Army?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
No, yeah. Yeah, it is.
On Mill Road?
Yeah. It's a cost.
Ah, right, okay.